we found, as I say, that there were constant quantities of each of the nucleotides in a given DNA. That is, if we isolated from three different sperm preparations human DNA, hydrolyzed each separately, determined quantitatively the content in the various nucleotides or bases, they would be constant for the species, but different for different species. So that, for instance, we could find 27% adenine, that means also 27% thymine. And in another one, we could find 52% adenine and 52% thymine. So that the compound, the quantitative results were constant for the species, but different from each other. That is something which was completely unusual, unknown in biology, I would say. That is, there are thousands of protein analyses, and I don't think one can find a single one in which certain amino acids are in identical characteristic amounts, that is, in repeatable amounts. So that this was definitely a unique thing, for me at least.